In parts of the world, one of the leading causes of death and disease is malaria. That's notably so in sub-Saharan Africa. Now, though, the World Health Organization has endorsed the first vaccine for malaria. It's called Mosquirix, a nod to the mosquitoes that spread the malaria parasite when they bite. And we have two experts with us. First, Dr. Mary Hamill. She leads the WHO Malaria Vaccine Implementation Program. Dr. Hamill, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. It's nice to be here.
This sounds like a game changer. How do you think about the significance of this?
This really is historic. For over 60 years, scientists have been trying to find a malaria vaccine. It's been elusive. Malaria is a very complex organism. And finally, as of yesterday, the WHO has recommended a malaria vaccine for routine use in children. And it's really a scientific breakthrough, but from my viewpoint, more importantly, it's a child health breakthrough. Tragically, 260,000 children in Africa still die every year from malaria, and there are over 200 million cases in Africa. So this vaccine really has the potential to substantially reduce malaria illness and death in children in Africa.
And I want to ask you about that reduction as far as how effective this vaccine works. The WHO website mentions a 30% reduction in deadly serious malaria. How do you think about the effectiveness?
WHO was asked back in 2015 to introduce this vaccine in these routine pilots in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. And what we've seen in these first 2 years of vaccine introduction has been this really substantial decrease in severe malaria. Severe malaria can lead to child death anywhere from 30 to 50% of the time. And as I mentioned, because it is a major killer of children in Africa, this 30% reduction is an important reduction. And then there's other things we learned as well during this pilot introduction. And one is that parents really value a vaccine against malaria and came in for the vaccine, brought their children in for the vaccine at very high numbers, so that after just 2 years, anywhere from 70, 80, over 90% of children, depending on the country, were getting the vaccine if they were had reached the age when they were eligible for the vaccine. So this means that the vaccine, which is not perfect, right, but it has a modest efficacy in this kind of impact that we're talking about. This vaccine can reach children at very, very high coverage levels. And that, I think, is where we're going to see the major impact.
Yeah, and that may go to the demand you're talking about from the parents. How quickly, how easily can this be distributed in sub-Saharan Africa, where, of course, transportation can be a challenge?
The program was able to put together their delivery and their distribution of the vaccine very readily. Everything is very similar to how their other vaccines are delivered. This vaccine has a different schedule, and WHO was very interested in seeing if parents would come in on this different schedule, and they've seen that they have been able to come in. So I'm not worried about getting the vaccine out to the children in most countries, but there are some next steps. Here we have this big stride. We now have the vaccine recommended for use by WHO, but we need to now turn to the global funding agencies to see if they're going to step forward and support the vaccine so that it reaches those children who serve to benefit from it.
And finally, can I ask a personal question? This is your life here, and you've been addressing this question for so many years. This has to go to personal hope. You surely have talked to the parents you talk about, seen this up close.
I have worked in malaria for over 23 years. And in fact, I raised my young children in Western Kenya in an area with a lot of malaria. And so I've seen firsthand in young children in the hospitals and clinics, my son recovered, but also in my own son, how frightening and how tragic in many cases malaria can be and how it can affect a family. So we have some really important good tools for malaria, right? We have bed nets. Bed nets are the cornerstone. They're very important. But in these areas of high malaria transmission, even with bed nets, children are getting 6 cases of malaria in a year. And they pass 3 years old or so and develop their acquired immunity, each time they get a case of malaria, they're at risk of progressing and of dying. And so having a vaccine that can now substantially reduce those cases, we talked about severe malaria, but clinical malaria overall, 40% of the cases are reduced. And that's on top of the benefit that bed nets are giving. And to me, it's a really important moment. And I'm looking forward to the next few years and seeing the impact of this vaccine as it reaches more children in Africa.
And that is Dr. Mary Hamill. She leads the WHO's Malaria Vaccine Implementation Program. And on a day, that's got to be good news for you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Let's turn now to Dr. Kwame Ampansa-Achiano. He's a physician at Ghana's health service who piloted tests of the Mosquirix vaccine in Ghana. Doctor, can you tell me in personal terms how significant this is? I understand you had malaria repeatedly as a child.
Yes. So, yes, it's a very exciting time for us, very historic. I remember when I was young, my mother usually teased me that I was a son who obviously almost always got sick. Those bouts of fever and headaches and the vomiting that I used to have almost every other week in school was most likely malaria. It would normally trek or walk about 6 miles to the nearest health center. And being sick as a child actually motivated me to go into medicine. And I'm glad that I've been able to contribute to this kind of work.
And so here we are. So when you think about this breakthrough vaccine, how do you think it will change lives for today's children in Ghana?
Yes, malaria actually is a bane of Africa, especially sub-Saharan Africa. And Ghana in particular, everywhere, there's not a single child who would say he's never had malaria. Almost every person has had malaria. Sometimes you may have 3 or 4 bouts of this sickness per year.
I understand. And let me ask you about the data then here. What results are you seeing in Ghana as far as how effective this vaccine is?
Well, so in Ghana in particular, and I believe in our sister countries, Malawi and Kenya, we had an independent evaluation team that was looking at whether it was feasible to introduce this vaccine, which is given in 4 doses. That was the first question we wanted to answer within the routine immunization program. And then secondly, what is the overall effectiveness in the real world? The data suggests that malaria can be prevented 4 in 10. That is, if you have 10 children who are supposed to get malaria, 4 of them will not because of the vaccine. Then, of course, it also prevented 3 in 10 of the severest forms of the malaria. Again, about 2 out of 10, it will prevent hospitalizations and ultimately blood transfusions. And if you look at the prevalence of malaria in the country, if you look at the numbers, very huge numbers, if you look at 4 out of 10 and you have, let's say, 400,000, then you are looking at about 160,000 or so prevention, which is quite impressive.
Those are real numbers for real people. Dr. Kwame Ampansa-Achiano is a physician at Ghana's health service. He piloted tests of the Mosquirix vaccine in Ghana. Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you very much for having me, sir.